Williams, get ready to go. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Stating your opinion, are you serious, bro? Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Talking about some wrestling for just a little bit. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Tagged explicit so we can say shit.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in internet land. Welcome to another edition of Shoot Promo, the only wrestling game show in the world. I am, of course, your host, Red Reddington. It's Saturday, the 24th of March, and we're back with our last show of our inaugural tournament for the King of Promos. Five teams are battling it out to earn points to boost themselves up the rankings. And in just a week's time, we will crown our first ever King of Promos. Let's have a look at the rankings as they stand. Two teams at the bottom that are competing tonight in last place at the moment with 180 points are the Grand Wizards. In fourth place with 202 points are the three-handed must-covered Family Gudanzas. In third place with 65 points are Team Armbar. And the two teams currently going through to the grand final with 284 points are the three-man Power Trip. And at the top of the board with 292, the score to beat are the Minty Irish Bulls with 282 points, as it were. So at least 90 points need to be scored tonight to get to the top of the board. 102, I believe, for the Grand Wizards. But hopefully they can get there. Let's introduce our two teams that are competing to get a place in the grand final. They are the three-handled, moss-covered Family Gudanza, led, finally, by Dustin Delta, who's actually here. Say hello!
Hey, I can't believe it. But before we continue, I just want to say, I think CM Punk's performance on Raw this past week was a lot like looking up porn with a safety filter on. Censored and underwhelming.
Brilliant stuff. He's joined, of course, by Window Dump's roommate. It's the Fizz!
You know, I have been lagging on Window Dump a lot this season, and I apologize for that.
And he appreciates
but
that.
His daughter...
Oh.
Ooh. 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 Gas hands.
Snap.
Well, you both got the same daughter. That's a bit weird, guys. Let's move on to the other man in their team. He's one part doctor. He's doctor. He's Doc. One part quackers, and he's one part tape. It's Mr. Doctor Duct Tape.
Yes, hello. But sadly, it is a sad day. I'm in mourning for my brother, Mr. Duct Tape, who was used to strap Sting to the turnbuckle on TNA this week. It's a sad, sad time.
Leave the memories alone.
Leave the memories. Yeah.
I have to ask you one question though. Duct Tape, are you serious?
Yes, I am serious.
Okay, good. Let's move over.
I'm as serious as a piece of duct tape with a stethoscope strapped to it can be.
Oh God, your mic's leaking out a little bit there, but we'll let you go.
He's about as serious as a felt puppet of Triple H.
Let's move on to the other team. Sitting high atop, and literally I mean high, atop the mountain of wrestling knowledge, the guys who love fighting games more than I don't know who, led by the Grand Wizard himself, Mr. Derry B, it's the Grand Wizards!
Hey yo, it's your boy Derry B, aka Base God, aka Fruity Pebbles. Ah, fuck it.
He's got the munchies, everyone. Don't do drugs, kids. Please don't. He's joined by his wizard-in-chief, Chief Warlock himself, Mr. Purple TBK.
Yes.
He's answering the previous questions. And of course, their knight in shining armor, a member of the round table, if they had a table at all. They pawned it to get more drugs. It's a Dan Danielson!
I kind of feel like the Hulk Hogan mask on the EU shop, just soulless and no eyes at all. I have no idea what I'm doing here.
nor does anyone else, and we've been here longer than you, my friend. And of course, our lovely studio audience is here to boo and cheer accordingly. Say hello, studio audience.
Hello.
Yes.
Salutations.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
No.
RMD's fat.
Do you think you know me?
Hello, everyone. Our wonderful studio audience, as well as people at home, will be taking part in some audience participation. Last week, we asked our audience to come up with things they didn't want to do that Chris Jericho had made them do. This week, we would owing to the false rumours about WCW dropping out as WWE's developmental territory, where should WWE have gone to look for new recruits and why? You can tweet them at our Twitter, at Shoot Promo Show, and we'll read some of the best ones out before the end of the show. So, seeing as these teams have been taking quite liberal breaks, I'll read out the rules one more time. The teams will attempt to answer questions about the past week in wrestling, as well as taking part in some more improvisational rounds. Along the way, they'll be given points for being funny, positive, and original, whilst having points deducted for moaning, groaning, and making sweeping generalized statements. Points will be awarded and deducted with accompanying sounds. For example, if a team says something funny, they'll be awarded 1 point, which sounds like this. On the other hand, if they say something even more funny, I'll be awarding them 2 points, which sounds like this. And on the very... Jump the gun, man. On the rare occasion...
You fucked up.
On the rare occasion they say something hilarious and make me fall off my chair, I'll be awarding them 3 points, which should sound like this.
Pac-Man yourself.
I should Pac-Man myself. And on the other hand, of course, if they act like me, jump the gun, or say something terribly unfunny, or start reciting bears.txt, it will be a fantasy of mine to press this button. So, seeing as the French police haven't managed to break into the Shoot Promo compound yet, we might as well start off with this week, with winners and losers. This opening round, of course, allows the panel to build up an early lead for their team by each of them telling us who they feel were this week's biggest winners and or losers. For example, you could say that this week's biggest winner is TNA Wrestling, who managed to get through an entire Victory Road pay-per-view without a single incident. Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle were both sober, and Ken Anderson was... yeah. You could also say this week's biggest losers were TNA, because with Obama's relationship with the UK Conservative Party strengthening and new budget plans from the UK to tax the over 65s and increase the price of alcohol, it doesn't bode well for the Florida promotion. So that being said, teams, who do you believe are this week's biggest winners and or losers? Let's go to Dustin Delta and the three-handed moss-covered family Gudunzas. Your winners and losers this week, please.
All right, so my first winner this week is Cassius Ohno from FCW, who finally made his debut with a finisher that makes about as much sense as Santino's Cobra. But on the upside, we also have the fans as a great winner this week, because we could possibly see a Kings of Wrestling reunion FCW. The next winner this week is Chris Jericho, for proving he's still the clever bastard Y2J that we love, because he apologized for words about Punk's father, but in the same breath said, OMG, WTF, drug problems, thought I went to rehab, LOL. Another winner this week was Evan Bourne, who was unsuspended after 60 days out due to drug use, but in the same breath, I have to say that Evan Bourne is a loser this week for getting into a car crash and postponing his delay even further. Last winner this week, Triple H, for addressing those fraudulent, bamboozling, criminal, crooked, deceitful, devious, dishonest, dishonorable, erroneous, fake, mock, phony, swindling, treacherous, tricky, hoaxing, lying dirt sheets, and saying that Florida Championship Wrestling isn't closing, it's just expanding the Florida Championship Wrestling now in Connecticut. Guess Stanford is ready, skinny fat ass. Loser this week.
Oh, sorry, carry on. I'm very sorry.
Loser this week, I'm going to go with CM Punk, because his Mattel action figure is now discontinued for breaking PG. My other loser this week has to be Teddy Long from SmackDown, because for some reason he added Kali to his team for WrestleMania.
I was going to give you a bonus point for reading out of the thesaurus, as Chris Jericho did, but you've already earned a nice, tasty 11 points for your team there, so no more bonus points for you, I'm afraid. Grand Wizard Derry! It's time for you to take over. Who are your winners and losers this week?
My winner this week is BJW wrestler Jun Kasai, because he participates in death matches like almost every day, and gets hurt and shows that he still cares for the business just by getting hurt. And my loser this week is AJ, because Daniel Bryan keeps on telling her to shut up, and it seems Daniel Bryan just does not give a fuck about her. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no one gives a fuck about AJ. No, it's true. Oh, look, it's AJ. Let's go over to the Fizz, your winners and or losers for this week.
This week's winner has been a long time running, because this week's winner is David Otunga. For so long, it seemed like he was just the runt of the NXT faction that became Nexus. Everyone thought he would be the first to be let go. But honestly, it can just go to say, look whose coffee mug is now in the card for Mania. As for this week's losers, it's John Cena and The Rock, because I just, frankly, this feud has become just an absolute bore. And honestly, when I care more about a Dolph Ziggler having a feud with an internet personality, you've got problems.
It's absolutely true. It's like the kind of every single WrestleMania match, they involve a celebrity. Unfortunately, this year's celebrity seems to be The Rock. That's a problem. Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. I'm going to give you a bonus
point.
And
even Maria Menounos, like, I would rather have Keith Apicary, you know?
I have to ask you a question, Fizz. Is that a dog or is it a keyring that you're playing with?
Oh, those were my keys. Sorry.
Oh. If it was a dog, you would have got a bonus point, but I'm not going to Pac-Man you for playing with your keys. Let's move over to TBK. Your winners and losers this week.
Okay, so my winner this week is NXT for doing what I thought was completely impossible. It has become completely unnoticeable. Now, there was a segment where Johnny Curtis is an implied rapist, and it managed to gain absolutely no attention whatsoever. I'm not joking. That was not something that I'm joking about. He literally was implied to have raped Alicia Fox. But considering the cameraman did not stop it, he's likely an accomplice. Now, as for my losers, I don't mean to be Dustin Delta, but I actually have six men in my losers this week. Windham Rotunda, Alex Rotunda, Alex Rotundo, Duke Rotundo, Husky Harris, and Axel Mulligan. They've now been officially thrown aside for Levi Wyatt. He is apparently a fat priest guy in a singlet, a bucket hat, a Hawaiian shirt, and probably cargo shorts or something. Yeah.
Did we invent him? Did we invent him on a shoot promo show and they just went, yeah, that will do. A bucket hat and a Hawaiian shirt.
Probably.
Did we do this? Who knows? Anyway.
No, but you did invent Hans Holocaust a long time ago.
Russo House! Let's move over. Dr. Duct Tape, sort us out. What's going on? Winners and losers, man.
Yes, hello. My winner for this week is Bravado John, Mr. John Cena, for no-selling a fucking car crash. One of the losers this week anyway, controversially, is the guy that crashed into him, because as soon as Cena no-selled it, he got out of the car, locked the guy into the STF, and it made national news. Really though, my winner this week has got to be Daniel Bryan, because he managed to avoid Sheamus, well, mostly avoid Sheamus, again this week with The Miz, who is my other loser, taking the pin. I don't know what The Miz is going in for WrestleMania. I don't know what they're going to do with him. But I swear to God, if he interrupts any match, The Undertaker or The Rock or anything like that, I will fucking mail a bomb to his house. That was negative.
Man, that is negative. I'm just going to say this, put this out here now. An Irish person saying they're going to mail a bomb is probably not the best thing for you to say.
It's in our genes, man. What can I say?
If it's in your jeans as well, that's not a good place to put it. That's suicide bombing. I would just like to say to the FBI listening, it's not us, okay? We're not a terrorist organization.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the 12-year-old joke.
No, I was going to do the Mohammed Hassan joke, but never mind. Let's move on. Let's go to our knight in shining armor. Please save us from this white tower of doom, my friend. So, Dan Danielson, your winners and losers.
The winner this week is WWE Films, after I pitched them a script that I wrote. Well, the basic gist of the script is we stick Mark Henry and Big Show, who are in character, by the way, in a van for the week. We starve them half to death. We then go and drive this van in front of McDonald's at opening time, so the smell of freshly made fries and burgers wafts through the windows gently. The aroma passes under the men's nose. They began to shift in their seats. The first man to make it out of the van and into the restaurant is the winner. It's called Hunger Games 2, The Hungering. The loser this week is McDonald's.
Wow.
What the hell?
Well played, man. Well played. Have another point for that, for a well-prepared answer. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. Good God, both teams are gunning for the to get into the grand final. 22 points to 23, jumping in the lead of the Grand Wizards with 23 points. Slightly behind on 22 are the three-handled, moss-covered family Gdunzers. As we move into our first round this week, which is, of course, the WWE round, which this week is all about Lord Tensai. So, team captains, who have you decided to hype up for several months before jobbing them to Brodus Clay? Let's go to those slightly behind. Dustin, who have you selected this week?
Coming soon to Monday Night Raw and Shoot Promo, The Fizz!
Fantastic stuff, The Fizz. Derry B, who have you elected on the Grand Wizard side?
Me, I guess. Ah!
What I swear fuck? He might have moved into the bleach, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's have a look at this week's question. This week, a cryptic promo aired in the middle of Raw, hyping up the coming of Lord Tensai. Now, far be it from me to suggest that the WWE airs far too many cryptic promos and then fails to deliver on them, but I have some serious concerns about this one, guys. Lord is actually a Germanic word which derives from the word breadbringer. Yeah, literally someone responsible for providing food for people. Tensai can mean many things. It can mean disaster, it can mean genius, it can mean horizon, or it can mean reprinting. So essentially, Lord Tensai plans to bring us bread and photocopy it live on television.
To be honest with you, I just thought it was a shot.
Yes! So essentially, so to prevent this eventuality, I would like you, panel, to come up with a better gimmick for Lord Tensai. Who he is, who he will feud with, and what his mysterious nature actually entails. This round, of course, features our -5 point answer. Can I get an ooh?
Ooh.
Yes, it's the scary cows.
No.
As the scary cows do indicate, yes, there is a -5 point answer, which means I will probably just hit the Pac-Man button 5 times. So if you do say that, please be aware you will lose 5 points. So with that being said, quite long-windedly, Fizz, take us away with your suggestion on who Lord Tensai is.
Lord Tensai, a man of many tattoos. Unaware of the true definition of the kanji symbols that adorn his body. Any time that someone tries to correct what is actually on his chest, he shall teach him of the true meaning of pain. That's all I got right now.
Okay, well, it's better than what the WWE came up with, to be fair. Bread printing. I'll give you an extra point for doing it in a deep, scary voice. I enjoyed it, especially the keys. Let's move over to Derry. Lord Tensai, who is he? What's he coming to do?
Lord Tensai is obviously a samurai weeaboo from Japan, and he wants to defend Japan in the honor of the otaku by feuding with Yoshitatsu to prove who is the bigger weeaboo of the two. So, with this run, he will bring a sword to the ring, lay it down on the ground, and maybe chase around a few people, because that seems like a good idea, right? I have no idea. Done.
Isn't Yoshitatsu Asian? How is he supposed to be a weeaboo?
I don't give a fuck.
Otaku is the word I think you meant.
Oh, come on, let's not get into definitions of Japanese culture on this show. This is not the time. Oh, okay. Nor
you're
rest.
Offending me. I am a huge otaku.
I'm going to start throwing Pac-Mans. I'm going to start it. I'm going to start doing it. Anyway, the minus 5 point answer was any reference to Lord Tensai being a train. Not a train. I mean,
no.
The rest of that.
Okay, everybody knows that really Lord Hentai, he's going to be followed by a bunch of Japanese schoolgirls. One possibly with cat ears. Then he's going to have an octopus stretch as his finisher, but they're going to call it the tentacle stretch. And it's going to be an octopus stretch, but it's going to involve a lot more penetration.
Three points to the audience. Three points
Thank
to the audience.
You.
It's coming back with a book.
I don't know.
I will never see his debut in the same way again.
When I hear Lord Tensai.
Oh, dear God. Okay, it's let's like move on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. Very short round. It's 26 points to 25. Still in the lead of the Grand Wizards with 26 points. Slightly behind with 25 are the three-handled moss-covered family Gudunzas.
We're always a point behind.
You're always a point behind, but don't worry, you can make it up. This is our first free-for-all round, which is a new round, which is entitled Realistic Tweets. Twitter is a big part of the WWE now. It's mentioned every week. It comes up on the bottom screen. Bottom corner of the screen, and Swerveface shouts it out every shoot promo. Sheamus this week conducted an interview saying that there is too much direct contact between the wrestlers and the fans, and that if he got a Twitter account, he would lose the mystique he has. Yes, Sheamus, of course, if you got a Twitter account, everyone would realise that you're Irish and ginger and you're not actually a shark. So with that in mind, I would like you teens to suggest some very realistic tweets sent by some of the more mystical wrestlers out there in the WWE. So some very realistic tweets. Whenever you're ready, just you know, tweet them
out. At Josh Matthews, faggot.
At Sheamus, block.
At the Great Khali.
At Sheamus.
At Big Red Machine. Wait, did I burn down my parents' house or was it Undertaker?
At the Undertaker.
Undertaker, where are we going for dinner?
At all my followers, blocked.
At Brodus Clay. Lost in the asteroid belt, where the hell is Planet Funk?
At Kane.
Where did you leave the milk?
At Undertaker. Visiting a graveyard. Can't find my name.
At Yoshitatsu. Just visited the gym. Number one Japan!
At Triple H. Two replying to at Undertaker. I can help you find it.
At Daniel Bryan. Why did I wake up with shit on my chest this morning?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on now!
Anyway. At Brodus Clay's mother. Who the fuck called me?
At Lord Tensai. Feels good to be back in America. No?
At Lord Tensai. Some people started walking up to me and trying to order takeout off my back.
At Zack Ryder, I guess I'm going to the gym with my dad.
At Nat by Nature.
I think that's all we got.
One more, any more?
At Trent Barretta, where the fuck am I?
And an extra point for the audience, who are now on 7 points. So, you know, they're getting close, guys. They're catching up to you. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. This week's trending topic is the Grand Wizards with 36 points. Still 1 point behind.
What the hell?
On the three-handed must-covered family Gradunzas. It's 36 to 35 points. Let's move on to our second question round, which this week is our TNA round. It should be, but it won't be finished in 3 good minutes. So, team captains, who have you chosen to give the 3-minute warning to? Dustin Delta, who have you elected to do a TNA round this week?
TNA round will be stuck with Dr. Duct Tape, who hopefully will be able to get us out of this rut we're in.
He was at the pay-per-view this week, so he should know. He should know everything to do with TNA.
No, that was my brother.
Oh, he's your brother. Sorry, your brother. Dead. Duck tape. Sorry, yeah.
Brother.
It's quite apt. Yeah, indeed. Is his name Jack?
Is duck tape the
dude? Let's move over to Derry. Derry, which of the Grand Wizards have you selected?
TBK.
TBK to do TNA. Let's have a look at this week's question. This week's Impact featured a 3-minute challenge. Its competitors were Kurt Angle and... Garrett Bischoff.
Oh my God.
The match between Kurt and...
Really?
Garrett Bischoff was going pretty well as Kurt poked...
Oh, God.
Garrett Bischoff in the chest. A couple of times before getting some basic wrestling moves in. Before, and only TNA could manage this, in the space of 3 minutes, two people interfered and the match was thrown out. This begs the question, if TNA can get so much done in 3 minutes, what else could they possibly achieve? Should they just, you know, use their two-hour slot to air 40 three-minute-long episodes of the show and overtake Raw as the longest-running episodic television show in history? Or maybe they could do something else. So, panel, your suggestions of what TNA could achieve in just 3 minutes. So, let's go over to Dr. Duct Tape, your 3-minute warning for TNA.
Ah, okay. Let me give a second. Okay, so the show starts with Bobby Roode and Sting clashing it out for the World Heavyweight Championship. And then down comes Hogan, who runs in, announces the match is now a... It's now anyone can win match. It's basically hardcore title rules for the World Heavyweight title. Hogan then pins Bobby Roode. Sting falls onto a chair again. Then Garrett Bischoff. Could I have the sound effect? I don't know. No. Garrett Bischoff runs down and betrays Hulk Hogan by pinning him for the World Heavyweight Championship. And then Eric Bischoff comes down, celebrates with Garrett. And Hulk Hogan then buries them both because, yeah, they're not ready, Brother Jack, dude.
I have to ask one question. Literally buries them or just in terms of the wrestling term buries them?
Oh, no, literally buries them. They'll be a grave at the side.
In under 3 minutes? That's a bit unrealistic, though.
It's just Hulk Hogan, man. It's 24-inch pythons. He can do anything he wants.
That's fair enough. I just wanted to check that you were willing to argue your point and you knew your stuff. That's good. Excellent. Let's move over to the Grand Wizards. Your 3-minute warning for discovers them in berries. You can have an extra point for that. just turns up with truckloads of fruit and just covers people. I would love to see this in TNA. Book it! Sorry, TBK, if you're still here. Are you still here? Have you gone?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, you are. Sorry, I forgot you had purple in front of your name. Your 3-minute warning. Go for it.
I don't need 3 minutes to tell you exactly what TNA needs to do. I'd say the best thing they have is just having a 3-minute pay-per-view. Because let's be honest, we'd rather have a 3-minute commercial than a 2-hour commercial. Also, I would say that they would have to take at least 3 minutes to remember the names of the random guys they hired after XX. I don't even remember the name of it. Can somebody tell me it within about 3 minutes? Also, if I was, Hulk Hogan, I'd probably take about 3 minutes to just fire all those jobbers who are like 5'9". They don't draw, brother. They don't draw at all. Especially that Austin Aries. Who needs a champion like that, brother? We need to have Garrett Bischoff as our X Division champion. And yeah, that's about it.
I'm slightly disappointed you didn't come out with those cruiserweight, Jack. You know, it's just like
cruiserweight and cruiserweight, Jack.
That was good enough for me. I'll give you an extra point for that. I just realized personally that the WWE, that the TNA should hire Bob Ross because one, he's over 65, and two, he can draw. It's a terrible joke. I'm very sorry. I'll Pac-Man myself. There you go.
That guy dead anyway.
Yeah, I think he is dead. R.I.P. Bob Ross.
It won't stop DNA.
Let's have a look at the score.
One,
oh my
one
god,
point
I can't
lead,
believe it.
1
still
point,
in the lead
brother.
with 42 points are the Grand Wizards. Plenty behind on 41 points.
What? God damn it.
Are the 300 most covered family Kudunzas.
Wait, does this mean we're scoring the exact same points every fucking round?
Well, except for the first round.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Gold, brother.
Yeah, except the first round. Is this possible?
I have no idea.
Obviously it is possible.
Blame Goldeneye. He wrote the soundboard. Right, let's move on. Let's go to our second free-for-all round, which this week is called voicemail. In this round, the panel will leave various messages on the answering machines of a wrestling personality. They don't have to leave them as a wrestler, just as long as it's a voicemail. This past week, Randy Orton has brought to light his own apathy towards Kane's identity crisis, in which any middle-aged man, even in a mask, would begin to question who they are. So, panel, I would like you to leave some voicemail messages of moral support and reminders of who Kane truly is to them after making your own beep noises. So, whenever you're ready, leave a message after the beep.
Beep! Kane! I'm not sure you remember me. My name is Katie Vick. You killed me, Kane. You killed me. You will live this forever, Kane. Forever, and it will be written in a terrible storyline involving Triple H. Goodbye, Kane. Goodbye.
Beep! Well, Kane, it's not so bad. At least I didn't buy your mask off TNA Euro Shop.
Beep! Hey, Kane, it's John Cena. I know things are a bit rough to you after our food, but you have to remember my motto. Never give up. And remember, Rock's a faggot.
Beep, dun dun. What's up? Hey, it's your gold pal, X-Pac. Man, you are my greatest tag team partner. Fuck the NWO, man. Oops, God, this is PG, isn't it? Wait, is this on TV? I don't know. Anyways, you are my favorite tag team partner, Kane. You really were. Suck it! Make some noise! Yeah!
Beep! Hey, this is your old persona, Isaac Yankum, saying you have to go up for your daily checkup. Okay, bye.
Beep! Hey, man. It's RVD. Wanna get high?
Beep! Kane, this is Matt Hardy. You stole love of my life, and I hate you, son of a bitch, but I hate Randy Orton just a bit more. I swear to God, you better be that monster you used to be when you stole my girl from me. Or you know what I'm gonna do? I'll choke myself with grapes. Choke myself to death. And then I'll kill you from the afterlife, because that's how WWE programs with you work.
Beep. Hey, yo, it's fake Scott Hall. Do you know where fake Diesel is at? He left his number here, and I'm just been trying to reach where his mail is.
Who was that?
Wait, who's going on right now?
Beep! Preferably someone who's on the show.
Point 10. That was Sin Cara. Shut up, okay.
Serves you right.
Beep! This is The Undertaker. Yeah, no, I'm not forgiving what you did to me in 2010. You can just fuck off.
Beep! This is The Big Show. Do you want to do some mat wrestling, brother? Mat wrestling? Again.
Beep! This is Kevin Nash. Stick the winner for me, will ya?
Beep!
Hey, Kane, this is your mother. Don't forget to turn the gas off. Remember what happened last time.
One more. Go on. I'll let one more in.
Hey, Kane. I know I don't tell you this much, but this is the hate. I just want to say that I've always been a huge fan of yours. And I think together we can pull up against Randy Orton, man. It's cool. Just you and me.
Alright, considering that they're always 1 point behind, Dustin Delta, I will let you get one more in. Go on.
If I get this one more in, and are we, like, tied?
I have no idea. I can't see the scores until I press the update button. So I have no idea where you are. So I'll give you one more chance. Beep!
Kane, this is Chris Jericho. Not gonna talk shit about you.
and I'm not going to talk shit about The Undertaker or Randy Orton, but your dead mother.
Are you sure that wasn't Michael Cole? Okay, let's have a look at the scores. I can tell you there is not a 1-point gap between you anymore. No, no. Currently in the lead with 55 points are the Grand Wizards, slightly behind on 52 points. All the three hand thus covered family credenzas. As we move into our final question round, which this week is all about privatization and looking at my list of employees, I believe it's Dustin Delta taking on Sir Dan Danielson. So let's have a look at this week's question. This week, the UK government announced its budget. For those of you in the US, this might be a bit confusing, so I'll try and break it down for you. Basically, what happens is we pay the government money in small quantities on things that we buy, and then they go into a red briefcase, and then all the MPs go to the Houses of Parliament, where the first one who climbs the ladder and retrieves the briefcase gets to spend the money on as many porn movies and duck houses as they like for the rest of the year. Yeah, I think I got a bit confused there. Anyway, amongst some of the things that Jules Osborne, again, for the American listeners, that's the other child of Harry, of Sharon and Ozzy, announced in his budget there were plans to include privatisation of Britain's roads, essentially allowing companies to buy roads in the UK and do what the fuck they like with them. So considering that money is low and that Vince and Dixie love to do cross-company marketing, what if certain wrestlers were sold to the world of the corporations out there? Who would be purchased and what would be the result of the rebranding? So let's go to Dustin Delta. Who's going to be picked up in this privatization bid? Who do you think?
I think the obvious first answer would be John Cena, who will be bought out by whatever cereal company makes Fruity Pebbles. You'll see him in commercials. They'll get rid of the Flintstones. They will... No. You know how Seth MacFarlane's remaking the Flintstones? They're just going to shove John Cena into Flintstone House, eating Fruity Pebbles every morning, beating up the dinosaur at night because he doesn't go fast enough in that damn car. Then, Randy Orton's going to be bought out by some zoo, maybe the Bronx Zoo or something here in New York, and he'll advertise all the snakes. You'll have, like, infomercials about pet snakes and stuff, and Randy Orton will be saying, "This one has really venom that will run deep in you and possibly kill you." And then I'll RKO the snake, and then I'll get sold. Big Show could probably be sold to the military as some kind of human shield, you know. Same for Mark Henry, except Mark Henry would probably be more offensive. Could be like a cannonball or some shit. You could sell Michael McGillicuddy to various sports companies and have him try to imitate Mr. Perfect promos and then kind of fuck up. It's like, okay, take one, Michael McGillicuddy. It's gonna shoot this ball from half court line into the hoop. And he just misses completely. Like it goes backwards. And I guess that's it.
I actually really want to see Michael McGillicuddy debut as Mr. Imperfect. You just can't fucking do anything. I would love to see those promos. Book it!
He already has that gimmick.
Very true indeed. Let's move on. Thank you, Mo. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Eat in during shoot promo.
I know. It's mumming.
Pac-Man like... yourself.
I should Pac-Man myself for
eating
during
Pac-Man.
The show.
That's
a
Pac-Man.
Wait, is all the show now?
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, let's go over to Sir Dan Danielson. Your privatization plans for the wrestling world.
Okay, we'll just start off with a couple of obvious ones, get them out of the way. The obvious ones would be Great Khali and Randy Orton getting sold to private medical firms because they've proven to be more effective than regular sleeping pills. David Orton can be sold to Starbucks as a consultant and a merchandise in front. I mean, who else advertises coffee like that? I mean, my coffee consuming has gone up at least 200%, as well as bow tie sales. I mean, David Otunga is the ultimate in sales personnel of the new generation. John Laurinaitis will be sold to some sort of corporation that sells throat drops. I mean, with a voice like that, you'd be able to sell strepsils all day, every day. And I think The Undertaker will probably be sent to some sort of porn place because everyone likes to market for Undertaker's dong. I mean, that's what everyone shows up for, right? And Actually, yeah, I'll probably say John Cena to get sold to a cooking show because everyone maxed out for his brapple dough.
Oh, geez.
Yo, he can supply all the heat for that show.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay. Yeah, because John Cena gets all the heat as well, so it's saving gas and price.
I'm going to give some points to the audience for some of these great suggestions that have happened here. Kelly Kelly sold to Durex to show why you should use their product. Brilliant stuff. You have a point for that one, Table of Japan. And also, selling the Big Show as a weapon of mass destruction. Brilliant. Just drop Big Show in the middle of Afghanistan. Fantastic.
There's one after that.
I should have said this earlier, but you can market Daniel Bryan as one of those people who agree on commercials. Like, 5 out of 6 people agree, and then just have a testimonial of Daniel Bryan going, "Yes! Yes! This product works!"
He'd be considered a yes man.
I would like to see Scott Steiner doing an advert for liposuction. 1 minute, you'll just see on the screen, fat guy. He's fat! Next minute, after surgery, he's not fat anymore.
I'm doing him an egg!
I'm doing him an egg.
Okay. I feel terrible about saying this, possibly. But, Matt Hardy, sell to abortion clinics to why you should abort.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm not playing this team out, dark me.
I am pantmanning you for an abortion joke. Let's move on, and let's get out of this round. It's no longer a 3-point margin. On 64 points are the Grand Wizards. On 62 points, a 2-point gap.
Hooray!
The three-handed musk-covered family credenza.
We're now known as the 1-2-3 kids.
Before we go into spontaneous promotion, it's time to have a look at some of the suggestions for where WWE should have got some of its talent. One of my favourite ones has come from The Fizz himself, some suggestions of possible promotion names. LBS, LeVisque Burial Services, VMW, Vanilla Midget Wrestling, ELW, Elevated Liver Wrestling, and Doink's Clown College. So there's some great stuff there.
Wait, was this you're only wanting initials? For some reason I thought you were to use existing promotions because I mentioned something about Ring of Honor. Silly me.
Oh, it's okay. We also have McFlappy's Pancake House from JoJo. I have no idea where that came from.
What do you have against McFlappy's Pancake House? I love it.
Also, WWE Giveaway has tweeted me, "You have been chosen. Claim your prize." I don't think I've won anything.
I have gotten that too.
Congratulations.
You're getting a push. If it's spelled your... That's kind of a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Let's have a look. What else have we got here?
After all, Cody Rhodes knows that you are is spelled U-R-U-O-U-R.
Not Big M. WWE should just hire all the relatives of current WWE staff, give them fake names, and then reveal them and feud. And you know, you spelled swerve wrong. I'm disappointed. And then finally, from insert trip here, they should send all their recently released talents to a smaller promotion. They go over the new talent and, hey, wait a second. some fantastic stuff there. Let's go into our final round, which is spontaneous promotion, where our teams try and make up some final points, in this case probably 2, before heading into Defend the Indefensible. 2 members of each team will randomly select a wrestler and situation and a wild card by using the letters A to D. That's A, B, C, and D, Grand Wizards, okay? Bonus points will be given for good impressions and remaining in character as much as possible. So due to the fact that I've just been given some food and I spend most of the show eating, and spontaneous promotion is usually the time where I get to take a break and take large mouthfuls of food, this week's wild cards all have something to do with food, glorious food. So let's tuck in, and team captains, who have you selected to eat up some random stuff? Let's go to Dustin Delta. Who have you selected to do spontaneous promotion this week?
Supposedly, I guess I'm choosing the Fizz and I, because Dr. Duct Tape doesn't want to do it.
I never said I didn't want to do it.
He never said he didn't want to do it.
You just messaged me.
Yeah,
you do it.
Do you want to do it?
No.
Exactly. So why object?
Undertaker versus Triple H, storyline in a nutshell.
You wanna do it? You wanna go?
You wanna to do it? No. Okay. Would you see rape if you saw it?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the UK ads that air awkwardly in between Raw, it's great.
What, every ad?
Yeah, it's great.
Is that not the one with the guy banging on a Perspex window or something?
Yes. Yes, it is, Swearface. Let's get out of this for a bit. Derry, who are you going to select to do spontaneous promotion?
Sir Dan Danielson and Purple TBK.
So Dan and TBK, he's elected to sit out of this. So Fizz, you're going first. You get free reign of the board. What are you picking?
Well, it has to end in D, that's for sure. B, C, D.
B, C, D. Great stuff. You are Ultramantis Black. You have just debuted a new theme by Fozzy, and you are reacting to it. However, at the time, you are shooting on Matt Hardy, who you have just discovered is sleeping with your fridge freezer. So that's Ultramantis Black. Debuting a new thing by Fozzy, and you're reacting to it, whilst at the same time shooting on Matt Hardy, who is sleeping with your fridge freezer. So, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Okay. Greetings, all of you. This is the Ultramantis Black. And I hope you enjoy the new wails of war cries of Chris Jericho introducing me into this arena. But enough about that. I have to deal with the subject of Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy simply does not know the true possession of food anymore. The world is not fit for him to consume. Only I can truly digest the good left in this world. And that is why I have to ask him to stop sleeping with my freezer. Seriously, it's starting to sick him now. I'm starting to get a gag reflex every time I go get a sandwich.
I'm honestly impressed with the impression. I'm going to give you an extra point. it was the best impression of Ultramantis Black that we've ever had on this show. Let's go over to Sir Dan.
I've only heard him once, and
that's not saying much.
Let's go to Sir Dan Danielson. Your letters, please.
A, B, C.
A, B, C.
As easy as one. Sorry.
It's okay. All it's right. Fine. It's good. It's all right. I'm not going to Pac-Man you yet. You are Rey Mysterio. You are about to have the biggest match of your career against Ultramantis Black. However, the pockets of your ring gear start to overflow with spaghetti. So that's Rey Mysterio about to have the biggest match of his career against Ultramantis Black whilst his pockets are overflowing with spaghetti. So whenever you are ready, Sir Dan Danielson, take it away.
Hola, I'm Rey Mysterio, the master of the 619. And this WrestleMania, I will take on the Ultramantis Black. And so, to prepare for my match, I walked into GameStop. And I walked up to the desk, and I picked up Shin Megami Tensei. And I was like, how much is this game? And she was like, $13. And I went to reach into my pocket for my pesos, and I dropped my pesos, and my spaghetti began to fall out of my pocket, and I began to burst into treats, and I ran out of the store, and I began to run and run. And when I was running, I lost a lot of weight, and I hurt my left knee on a lamppost, and Ultramantis Black, you're gonna feel the 619.
Sorry, you do realize I said Rey Mysterio, not creepy rapist.
Rey Mysterio is.
It's a British person imitating a Mexican. Give him credit.
Okay,
fucking GameStop.
To be perfectly honest, seeing as the last time we had Rey Mysterio as a shoot promo option, it was about him trying to get you to have sex with his left knee. I don't know what this is anymore. Let's go over to Dustin Delta. Your letter combination, please.
I'm pretty sure this is still available. CDA.
CDA is indeed available.
This should be good.
Oh my god. I love when stuff like this happens. I love spontaneous promotion. You are Lance Storm. You have been chosen as the sixth person on Team Long at WrestleMania. However, you are fucking a warm apple pie.
Very
so
amusing.
Yes, just a reminder, you are Lance Storm. You have been chosen as the sixth person on Team Long at WrestleMania, but you are doing a gym from American Pie and you have stuck your penis in an apple pie. So whenever you are ready, take it away, Lance Storm.
No, it's the Mac Militant. Player, I'm here to announce the sixth man for my team at WrestleMania. Please welcome one of the all-time average wrestlers, Lance Storm.
Teddy, I want to thank you for this opportunity to show Johnny Ace who the best GM is. See, right now, I'm in a very awkward position, broadcasting from home because my penis is right through the center of this warm apple pie. But it's almost symbolic, Teddy. The way I'm cramming my dick into this is very much similar to the way David Otunga crams his dick into Johnny Ace's throat, which is why he sounds like that, unfortunately. But at WrestleMania, my dick's not going to be going into an apple pie, Teddy. My dick is going to be on Johnny Ace's face as I pin him, even though he's not in the match, and everyone on his team. And you will be the new general manager of both shows, and there will be warm apple pie fleshlights for everybody.
But where's the dream going?
Oh, no! No!
What's with the people who imitate Lance Storm on this show?
Sorry, just to confirm, Dustin, it said Lance Storm, not Rey Mysterio, as done by Sedan Danielson. Sorry.
Turn your apple pie into a battleground.
Anyway.
Shoot promo, where every impersonation is Rey Mysterio.
Indeed.
I'm disappointed that nobody mentioned Yappa Pie.
Yes, let's move on. Let's go to... TBK, you get this week's Slim Pickings. Luckily, they're not the apple pie that Lance Storm suck his dick in. So, you are Angelina Love. You are a robot sent back from the future to save Mohammed Hassan, the bastard love child of New Jack and Tony Schiavone, from the impending doom on Planet Perfect, the planet inhabited by clones of Kurt Hennig. However, you have eaten too many chia seeds, and now you really need to go to the bathroom. So, that's Angelina Love, you're a robot sent back from the future to save Mohammed Hassan from the impending doom on Planet Perfect. You have eaten too many chia seeds, and now you need to go to the bathroom really bad. So, whenever you're ready, Purple TBK, take it away!
Please come with me! My name is Angelina Love. I have come back to save the son of New Jack and what's his face? Tony Schiavone. How am I supposed to remember that? Anyways, Oh god, they're getting to me. Oh god. Oh god, how am I supposed to do this? Oh god, can we take a break? Move with me, we must. Move away from the black hole. Move away. Then we can... Oh crap, my TARDIS got sucked up right into the black hole. Oh god, run away!
I think he legitimately got sucked into a black hole.
So did I, just like Angela Love's career.
Only on this show could someone get Angelina Love, the Terminator, Doctor Who, and everything else into one promo. Fantastic stuff.
And diarrhea.
And I've just pressed the update button and I have had a look at the final scores. The irony, ladies and gentlemen, the irony.
Don't tell me.
No.
Oh no.
We lost final... that point.
Oh yeah.
The final scores, ladies and gentlemen, are 77 points to 76.
And clearly, don't they?
Yes, we're in the finals.
Where's the swerve? Give me a swerve.
This means that going through to defend the indefensible with 77 points are... the...
Yeah, are you Jeremy Clarkson?
Mud-covered family Grisanza.
William Shatner?
The Ground Wizards.
God.
It's the Minty Irish Bowls.
Do you believe in miracles?
77 points to 76. Well fought battle by both teams. Great stuff. We have to move on. We have to go to defend the indefensible, our final round, where this week's winning team of the Grand Wizards will battle it out for our star prize, which this week is a bread photocopier. Perfect for any returning ex-WWE star from Japan. The team captain will assign both himself and his teammates with a letter A, B, or C. Each letter, of course, corresponds to a statement that no wrestling fan could defend, but they will have to for 30 seconds. The person who defends the statement the best will go away with the star prize! And the players, of course, will be judged by the defeated team of the three-handled moss-covered family Godunzas. And if there is a tie between those three, I will cast the deciding vote. So... Gary B, it remains for me to ask you, who are you assigning what
Gary
letter?
B gets a B, I'm guessing.
I get the B, TBK gets the A, and Dan gets the C.
Gets the C, okay. Well, TBK, are you ready to step up to the plate?
Alrighty then. Hit me with your best shot. The boyhood dream has come true.
Your Defend the Indefensible this week is... Hulk Hogan should restart the Immortal Angle with the mystery group, Whom. Your time starts now.
Well, obviously, we need to find some way to bring back people to the brand. I mean, like, and let's be honest, Immortal had Jeff Hardy, and that was very, very popular. But we need somebody who's very, very popular, more so than that, in fact, and we need the Whom. The Whom will basically just be Immortal, because Immortal drew crowds, brother. Trust me, dude. Hulk Hogan really needs to just do this. He needs to bring it back. That's it.
Well timed, man. Well timed. That's good timing. Okay, Derry B, you ready? You ready, brother?
Yeah, hold on.
It was mid-drag.
You ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, your Defend the Indefensible is... Downstate should cover all the songs for WrestleMania 28. Your time starts now.
They should do Johnny Curtis's... Oh my god, I did not get that at all. They should do Johnny Curtis's theme, they should do a bunch of themes. Oh my god, I don't know what to do. And Downstate lyrics? Fuck. Okay. Oh my god. I completely forgot.
Oh god, not the bees.
How high are you right now?
It was the worst defensible ever.
Hey, to be fair,
no, that was
last
the best.
Sunday we did have a victory road pay-per-view.
Let's move on. Last but no means least, Sir Dan Danielson. Are you ready to step up to the plate and possibly save this show?
Well, I don't think I could do any worse, so...
Okay. Your Defend the Indefensible this week is actually a quote from someone, which you have to defend. Randy Orton is three midgets in a bodysuit headlocking each other from Cybernetico Jr. Your time starts
now.
Yes,
okay.
Now.
Okay. Randy Orton is obviously three midgets in a suit, because have you seen the way that he spazzes out? They're all just pinching each other underneath that clothing. I mean, when he gets onto the mat and he starts going, it's just because one of them's got the other one's nipples, and he's just kind of tweaking it. And one of them's probably got really long hair, which is why he cranks his hair back, because the one at the bottom's pulling the hair of the one at the top. And he pulls his neck far back, really far back. That's why he's got all those veins there as well.
That's why you hear voices in his head.
Yes. Okay, so if I can get the votes in from Dustin, Duct Tape, and the Fizz. No, he cannot.
He does.
Okay, that's 1 point from I got one from Fizz. No, Duct Tape, no. No, Dustin, no.
Are they voting for Orange again?
Do you know what? I tell you what, considering you have both voted for that, then that will do. I will read that out. You know what? Might as well, because you're not going to vote for anyone else. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's winner and going home with the bread photocopier is... Swerve Face!
Oh, God!
What the fuck?
Biggest swerve!
So, yes, Swerve Face, congratulations, you're going home with the bread photocopier. It only remains for us, ladies and gentlemen, to see if the rankings have been updated. Have they been affected by this change? I can look at this and say no. But I will tell you the final scores in just 2 seconds.
So I was about to win the shoot promo championship and not this way, damn it.
It was that kind of event. Okay, so the final scores are in last place with 257 points. Are the Grand Wizards.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah!
Oh my god, yes! Awesome!
In fourth place, with 265 points, were Team Umba!
Yes!
Represent.
I think I was on that once.
Fourth place, woo, it's better than R&D did.
And in third place, with 278 points, are the three-handled moss-covered family Gradunzers.
Yes!
You missed out by 7 points.
Oh god fucking damn.
7 points you
missed
out.
Can we just get like 6 extra points just for the hell of our gimmick?
That's the story of the show.
Yes,
basically.
You can. I tell you what, I will give you 6 extra points right now. Oh, there you go. 6 extra points. You missed out by 1.
That was 10 points. You give us 10 points.
No, I didn't. Anyway.
Get the final.
Which means that the grand final next week, ladies and gentlemen, it will be the Minty Irish Bulls with 292 points taking on the three-man Power Trip with 284 points.
We're going for you, Nero.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to be in the third season of Shoot Promo, don't forget to just tweet us at Shoot Promo Show. We'll try and get something sorted out. Our first show of that season will be a very old show with a team headed up by Cobra T. Washington taking on a team headed up by the man with the mic that sounds like Rusinomics. Rusinomics will be heading up another team. Don't forget, of course, if you want to get more involved with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at Shoot Promo Show. You can like us on facebook.com/ShootPromo. Let us know what you think of the show as well as find out more details on how to be part of our audience. It only remains for me to say thank you very much to the team that was only 1 point away from winning. We had Musk Covered Family Redundancies, headed by Dustin, 1 point behind Delta.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
His teammates, the Fizz.
Well, it's been a fun ride, you know. I wouldn't know what I've been doing this Saturday anyway from watching My Little Pony and the Aquabats, but, you know.
And, of course, DDT.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Possibly.
Yes!
Maybe.
And, of course, our winners for this week, the Grand Wizards, led by Head Wizard himself, Derry B.
Swipe me out, nigga! Swipe me out!
TBK.
How dare you? All of you! Pros? Yeah, Red Reddington, you're a real master at this thing.
Mr. Dustin Delta, all you do is talk. God. And you know what? Sir Dan. Kick.
Sir Dan Danielson, of course.
Well, at least we're not like the other team. We didn't have a live sex celebration.
I was your host, Red Reddington. Mint! Stop the record!